In this bulletin, a man's body discovered near Brisbane as wild weather continues to lash southeast Queensland. The January 6th Capitol riot inquiry hears damning testimony about Donald Trump's inaction. And in sport, Sadio Mane wins the African Footballer of the Year award. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Authorities have discovered a body in Queensland's southeast as a powerful offshore weather system batters the coast. Emergency services had responded to reports of a car being swept into floodwaters before finding the 47-year-old 3 hours later near Sandy Creek in Nanango, northwest of Brisbane. Police say several people have also been rescued in what authorities have described as quite dangerous situations, including from the roof of a car at Kingaroy. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has urged residents to listen to official advice and warnings.
So I've been getting regular updates from the Minister for Emergency Services. Of course, Queenslanders should pay attention, especially the southeast, about not going onto the beaches or into the beaches this weekend. We're expecting very large waves. And of course, if it's flooded, forget it.
Police in Sri Lanka have arrested a group of protesters after raiding a camp occupying government grounds in the main city of Colombo. Media footage on Sri Lankan television shows soldiers dressed in riot gear and armed with assault rifles tearing down the camp, which was set up by protesters in April amid unrest over the country's economic collapse. Police say the raid was a joint operation involving the military and special forces to recover the presidential secretary from demonstrators who have no legal right to hold it. However, the raid is being seen as a sign that the country's new president, Ranil Wickremesinghe, is cracking down on dissenters. A congressional inquiry into the January 6 riots in the United States has heard that Donald Trump refused to act after his supporters marched on the Capitol building following a speech he had given urging them to do so. Witnesses in the hearing, which was screened during primetime in the US, have testified that Trump watched the attack unfold on live television for hours, refusing pleas from his children and close advisers to urge his supporters to stop the violence. The inquiry has heard Trump stayed in the dining room at the White House facing a television that was turned to Fox News for more than 2.5 hours before going to the Rose Garden and telling supporters to go home. 9 people have been arrested following a federal police raid on a syndicate allegedly tied to a Colombian drug cartel and local outlaw motorcycle gangs. The group was arrested following raids on 10 properties in New South Wales, the Northern Territory and Queensland. Police allege one facility in country Queensland had the resources and know-how to produce hundreds of kilograms of cocaine. Acting Superintendent Ben Moses says one of the people in custody is allegedly the group's ringleader.
The AFP allege a Darwin man arrested last night is the Australian-based organiser of this syndicate, receiving instructions from overseas and directing operations in Australia.
The federal government will double fees and penalties for foreign investment in Australia. The move, one of Labor's election promises, has been confirmed following a meeting of federal, state and territory treasurers in Brisbane today. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the measures are expected to raise around $445 million, which will help improve the federal budget's bottom line.
Now, foreign investment is a good thing. It's welcome when it's in Australia's national interest. This will make a very small difference to the cost of buying a property in Australia, but it will make a very big difference to Australians and to their budget because it means we can fund other priorities.
Biosecurity measures will be ramped up at Australia's airports as the country works to stop the spread of foot and mouth disease from Indonesia. New response zones could be established at airports as soon as today so that biosecurity officers can check travellers returning from Indonesia. Agriculture Minister Murray Watt says he's also directed his department to investigate other control measures. In football, and Sadio Mane has won the African Footballer of the Year award for the second year in a row. The Senegalese striker beat out his former Liverpool teammate Mo Salah and fellow Senegalese star Edouard Mendy for the prize. Mane, who recently signed with German champions Bayern Munich, scored the winning penalty in Senegal's African Cup of Nations win earlier this year, and 6 weeks later, the penalty that sealed Senegal's qualification for this year's World Cup. Mane has accepted his award at a ceremony in Morocco. And that's the latest SBS News.